Welcome to Beauty and the Gi, the podcast about jiu-jitsu and life on and off the mat, which right now has been a lot more off the mat. I'm Jen Eads, a white belt full of curiosity and questions about all things jiu-jitsu.
And I'm AJ Clearman, a Brazilian jiu-jitsu purple belt, still completely obsessed with jiu-jitsu.
That's admirable, on the current state.
Yes. Really, I'm still spending about 4 hours a day on the mat, though. So, we're teaching still through Zoom.
We should probably say who we are and what's going on.
Okay. All right.
Maybe.
I mean, we've already said who we are, right?
Yeah, I guess we did. I'm so confused.
What day is it? I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. But it is during the shutdown. So how long have we not been able to come to class now? How many days is this?
Around a week. I don't know. A little over a week, something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Forever. Too much time.
Right. Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So back to what's going on.
Yeah. So one thing, like, we were fortunate that we had a bunch of mats in our garage. And so when we saw this kind of coming down the pipe, like, we put out a message to all the students, like, if you want to come and pick up just like a 6x6 area of mats for your house, first come, first serve, we'll just like loan them out. So we had a lot of people take us up on that. And then we kept 9x9 area for our basement. So we've been teaching classes twice a day, noon and 7 p.m. for all of our students across the affiliation. So if any of the like affiliate schools don't have coaches that are able to do that, James and I have been doing it. And then we're uploading it to our private members page. So even if you can't do it live, you can still watch later. So it's been good. Like, we're still able to get in a fair amount of jiu-jitsu. And like, James is so great about having an imaginary friend. it's great. So every move that he shows, he'll basically then do it by himself and be like, if you're by yourself drilling this, like, you know, here's what you're thinking. Cause we did Americana defense. So like, mm-hmm. He's like, okay, so they Americana you, like, you reach up over and grab, and like, he's like going through all of it. And then you watch, and we're, you know, most people have their videos on so we can correct them or fix anything. And so, you know, we're still, you know, hey, nope, that's supposed to be your right hand. Your right hand goes there. So thank God for technology.
No kidding. Yeah. For jiu-jitsu class and for podcasts.
Exactly. This is the first time you and I have done a podcast away from each other.
I know. It's weird. I don't like it.
It's weird. I miss being in the same room for sure. And yet we still dressed alike.
I know. That's kind of fun. And I'm not even in the studio because the sump pump went out. So that's getting repaired right now.
Great timing.
Yeah. Spring in Indiana. Perfect time for the sump pump to go out.
Exactly. So I am still spending about 4 hours a day on the mat. If we're not teaching, I've been going through various instructionals, just kind of taking notes on things that I want to implement into my game. And then I have been lifting every day.
That's great.
I'm going to be a beast when we come back.
Yeah, you are.
That's my goal.
I love it. Your 4 hours a day on the mat is about 4 hours a day more than I've currently been spending on the mat. Yeah.
Do you think that you'll get to a point where you start trying to do some things at home?
Maybe. Because I miss it. But yeah. Apparently I just like jiu-jitsu when people are like actually trying to kill me.
Yeah. Well, it is a lot harder to do by yourself for sure.
Yeah,
it is a lot harder, but I think you'll find like, if you, you know, log in and you see everyone's face on Zoom and stuff, you're like, okay, like, this is kind of nice. At least I feel like we're somehow still together. Like,
right. Yeah.
Did you see High School Musical? It makes me want to sing. I'm not going to do it.
If Zac Efron shows up on video for the class, I'm there.
I'm definitely there. For sure.
Okay. So I did, though. I've started to do little things to at least start to kind of, workout would be a very strong word. But
move your body.
Yes. Yeah, so walking Finn has
good.
Been working on getting more consistent with that. Started doing kettlebell swings.
Nice.
And I think my legs are going to die. because I'm about 3 days into those. And for the first two, I could hardly walk up the steps.
I understand that.
Yeah. And then some sit-ups because, you know, my arch nemesis, the sit-up sweep, I will own that by the time I get back. So nice. I guess I do have some goals. I don't have a good place in this house to like spread out and do things.
So. Yeah. And, you know, like, I mean, it really is adapting. Like, I've seen multiple people right in front of their fireplace or like in front of their bed in their bedroom. Like, it's just like this little bitty area and they keep trying to move and, you know, adjust. Uh-huh. I mean, even a 9x9 space, you know, it looks big on camera, but it's not like right. James and I are constantly like moving each other. Like, they can't see that arm. They can't see, you know, like, we're off the screen. So it's been interesting for sure.
Oh, yeah.
So, and we did a free seminar. On Saturday, we have over 60 people that were like logged in, but most, like, a good portion of those had partners or like their whole family was doing it. So I'd say we had over 100 in attendance, and then we posted those too. So that was a lot of fun. Like, it was pretty cool. And James asked first, like, should we go to the school to shoot this or should we do it in the basement? And I was like, I mean, we've been training in the basement. It feels like we do that. Like, it's like solidarity with everybody.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Let's talk about camp.
Yeah. I feel so much better now that, okay. So role model camp, in case this is your first episode with us, was scheduled for May 1st through the 3rd. And for a few weeks now, I've felt very paralyzed with it. Like, I didn't know what to do from a, you know, standpoint of like, if we're going to move it and if, you know, plan, just all the planning. And like, it was, I shed a lot of tears, about it. But I'd been working with the staff at the Marriott where we're holding it and working to get like new contracts signed so that we could move it. I really wanted a date in July. I thought July was going to be good. Partially because I didn't want it to be too close to Worlds.
Oh yeah.
Because we have a lot of people traveling. Mm-hmm. Right now we have people registered from 3 countries and 25 or 26 different states.
Wow.
So, you know, like, a lot of people travel for camp, but August 7th through the 9th is when we ended up scheduling it for. And really, like, if you've already paid for camp and you pay for your flight and everything now, it really doesn't change. Your expenses aren't too close to Worlds. Like, if you're doing both, because you're kind of spreading out paying for it all. And it's been great. All of the instructors confirmed.
Oh,
all
good.
Of them. They can all do it, which is so great. Kids instructors, workshop instructors, the yoga instructor, which is my sister, who I actually forgot to confirm. I'm such a jerk. I didn't mean to at all. Like, I was so concerned about, like, you know, the black belts especially. And then I made the post, all instructors are confirmed. She messaged me and was like, so am I still... coaching? Yes. Yes. I'm sorry. I'm a jerk. She luckily did not take it personal. She knows that, you know, it was a lot of stress. And so she didn't take it personal. She's confirmed too.
Okay, good, good.
We'll still have yoga.
Oh, thank goodness.
Yeah. So everybody's confirmed. Everybody's great. There were a couple people that weren't able to make the new dates, but there are several women that are able to make the new dates that weren't able to make May.
Oh, so good.
Yeah. So I think it's going to work out. I think it's going to be really good.
Good. That's exciting.
Yeah. And I just keep thinking of it like I have 98 days that are bonus of planning. I have more time to work on it. This is actually like my camp room. I've got a bunch of the donations back behind me and stuff. So I have more time to work on donations for swag. And
oh, cool.
So, yeah. Yeah. It's going to be great.
I'm looking forward to it. I'm so glad that you've got that rescheduled.
Well, you know, at first we didn't know what the quarantine or, you know, like the stay at home orders or whatever, what it was going to look like, how long it was going to last. It just felt like every day it was changing. And that's still kind of the case, but at least now we know like that this is serious, like, you know, but when it first started coming, it was just so much unknown that it was very scary. And this camp, like, I literally work on it every single day. It means so much to me. Like, I'm, you know, reading books to make it better. And I'm, you know, I'm just doing all these different things to like study and, you know, watch different documentaries on events and anything I can do to make this just stellar. So,
hi. Oh, wait. Hey. Oh, wait, did I just get a snickerdoodle delivery in the middle of a podcast recording?
This is the worst podcast recording ever.
Sorry.
Look at
that. It's still warm.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so jealous.
So this is the other reason that I have to start training at home now.
Right?
Because Beth has perfected the snickerdoodle recipe.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so jealous.
Yeah. And she made an oatmeal cake. That it sounds gross.
No, it sounds good. I'm sure it's delicious.
It's
anything
amazing.
That Beth has ever baked has been delicious.
Yeah. So now that the snickerdoodle recipe has been perfected, I've got to get myself back on the mat or I won't fit in any of my ghees. So there's my motivation.
You need to buy new ones. You can come to the hub.
Perfect.
Great.
Now I have to actually chew this cookie.
You keep chewing, and I'll just talk about camp.
Okay, perfect. All right.
Yeah. I mean, you know, there's not a ton more to say. I mean, we did, here's one thing. We had recorded a podcast that we're now basically scrapping, kind of talking about all the things to look forward to with camp. But then we were still talking about it being May 1st through the 3rd. But all of the things are still the same. Like we've interviewed all the instructors. So if you want to go back and listen to those instructors, to the interviews, I highly recommend them. And then, you know, we have the next gen track. So kids 8 to 14. And we've got some really cool kids coming to that. I posted a video on the Role Model Camp page, I think last week, who knows what day it is. of one of the little role models, like the next gen girls making face masks. So she's explaining how she's doing it and everything. She's probably 8 or 9. So cute.
Nice.
So they all have their own room, their own instructors, their own, you know, everything. So that'll be really cool.
Yeah.
And then the workshops for doing strength training and nutrition and like how to build and start a women's program. And that's going to be good. I'm excited.
Yeah. I can't wait.
And then of course I have lots of surprises up my sleeve.
Oh, of course.
Some you know about, but we won't tell.
Right. Never. I will never tell.
Well,
all right.
Yeah. Yeah, it's going to be great. I'm excited and I am pleased to have the extra time. Obviously, I'm the type of person, this is who I am. Like Hawaii. Hawaii is my favorite place in the world. I don't get excited for Hawaii until we're getting on the plane.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very much in the moment. I don't pre-get excited for things because I've got a lot going on all the time.
Right.
But I have been excited about camp since the day camp ended last year. So I'm a little sad that I have to be 3 more months, but
right.
At the same time, I'm thrilled to have the extra time to get to work on it. So
it's like Christmas just got pushed back.
Yeah, exactly.
For 3 months.
Yeah. But like somehow way less stressful than Christmas.
Right.
Just all joy to me. Just all joy.
Oh, good. Well, that's exciting.
Yeah, definitely.
So. Anything else you've been doing during this downtime?
I've pretty much stopped adulting, you know.
Yeah.
I'm working out a lot. And I'm cooking and doing laundry, but
oh yeah,
that feels like most of the things I'm doing. I'm not sure I'll ever go back to real pants. I'm just going to wear spats and sweats the rest of my life.
I showered and I did my hair today.
Right. I have actual jujitsu hair happening.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like I'm a real jujitsu girl.
Right. But I'm starting to get a mullet now. You can't really see it in the back, but I'm going to look like Joe Exotic by the time I get back to class.
Don't tell all the hairdressers out there, but I have cut my own bangs. It had to happen. I couldn't see.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to see how long mine will grow out now.
Nice. Why not?
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe I'll do better if I can't see when I'm on the mat. I'll just use the force.
Yeah. What's funny, we talked about James doing all the imaginary friend stuff. When he's doing it, he closes his eyes.
He does?
Yeah. Yeah, it's great.
Okay, I'm definitely tuning in now.
See, you have to just to see that.
I do.
Yep. Yeah.
All right, then I've got a jujitsu plan. I'm coming back.
You're coming back. It'll be fun. It'll be good too. And I'll be interested to see like when the stay-at-home orders leaves, you know, what if like classes will be super packed or if people will still be a little hesitant, or it'll be interesting to see what that looks like.
I can't wait to come back. I just want to see my people.
Right.
Miss them. Oh, yeah. That's too. The worst part.
It's so hard.
Mm-hmm.
It's really hard. It's been like, I really struggled the first couple of days with like, what is my purpose in the world? Because I mean, like, you know, I typically teach about 9 classes a week. So when I'm suddenly just the uke, like James is teaching all the classes because they're, you know, going to everybody. We're not really splitting them up. And so I really struggled with, what am I doing with my life right now? But I did write like an ebook on like 6 ways to make money at home online. So that felt like a good creative outlet.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I was like putting stuff out into the world. And so
that's good.
I've done a few things, but
all I've done is work.
That's great though. What great focus time to really get some stuff done.
It has been, it's been good. At least I figured if I can't be on the mat, I can still be doing something super productive. And and I'm so fortunate that because I've already been working out of the house, it has not impacted me, which is nice.
So. Yeah, that's very good. Mm-hmm. I'm amazed at one, how well so many companies have done to get their workers remote. You know, like so many companies have done such a great job of like, okay, you can work from home now and this is what you're going to need and this is how we're going to do this. And then I'm also really impressed at just how people have adapted to, you know, the social interaction or, you know, the different types of classes or anything like that. People have done a pretty good job figuring out the best way to navigate this.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
We're going to be all right.
We're going to be all right. We're going to be all right.
So any off the mat tip for this week?
Yeah, and I had I forgot it. I had a great off the mat tip before we started. I really should have written it down. Oh, man.
Or maybe an on the virtual mat tip.
Right? That's what I was thinking. I was like, what are we going to do for an on the mat tip since we're all off the mat? I mean, here's the thing. On the mat, you know, like not really on it, but on your living room floor or whatever.
Yeah.
Practice solo drills. Use your imaginary friend. I've been posting some solo drills to the Beauty and the Gi YouTube page. So you should subscribe to that. I have another one coming out today. I've been trying to do them like every weekday. So check out those solo drills. Those are something you can spend some time on and still get in some jujitsu and some movement. Mm-hmm. But keep your body moving. I think that's one of the biggest things for whether we're talking on or off the mat. Like as jujitsu people, we're used to being active. Don't let that die.
I get cranky when I'm not.
Yeah.
It's been pointed out to me anyway.
I really enjoyed like lifting because I'm doing it like first thing in the morning and I just feel so much better afterwards. Like I feel like I'm just ready to smash the day.
Good. Okay. Then for the time being, we will see you on the virtual mat.
On the virtual mat. Yep.
All right.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, guys.
We didn't tell them to like follow us everywhere.
No, they need to follow us. Absolutely.
What else are they doing? Right.
Right. So on Instagram at Beauty and the Gi podcast, on YouTube, you've got to subscribe to the YouTube channel now. And it's Beauty and the Gi on YouTube and Facebook group. We have a Facebook group.
Yes. Yep.
Yeah.
That's Beauty and the Gi gang. And there's also the page Beauty and the Gi podcast. So you can like that for us and help spread the word. And then, you know, on just Instagram, I'm AJ Klingerman.
I'm at Brassy Broad Jen.
Yeah.
So now do we do our official ending?
All right. Yeah. So yes,
and we will see you
on the virtual mat.
On the virtual mat. Wait, let's try that one more time for on the virtual mat.
Okay.
And we will see you on the virtual mat.
You get it.